Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. First of all, I want to give thanks to our great God and Savior, even Jesus Christ, who died for us, who was buried, and who rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Please read 1 Corinthians 15. And it is by virtue of the sacrifice of Jesus that you and I have eternal salvation. He gave himself for sin. And this was of his own volition. He was taken down from the Staron, or what we call it, the cross. And he was placed in a borrowed tomb. And then on the third day, he arose, or he stood up out of the grave. And that's the literal sense of the Greek. It is a standing up. And so it is a very, very powerful picture. It is not a symbol. It is the new reality that you and I have in Christ. If any man in Christ, a new creation. Behold, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So, to Paul, the old things literally meant the ancient things. The ancient things related to sin, related to defeat in life, related to the past, related to all those old things that kept us bound. The word there means ancient. And so Paul wrote, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become, literally, all things have become fresh to remain so. Isn't that wonderful? All things have become fresh to remain so. And Paul also wrote in his letter to the Ephesians that we have been given a brand new young mind. That will ever remain young and fresh. So we have wonderful realities because of our Savior and through him. That is, these are the benefits, these are the realities that you and I enjoy and will enjoy throughout all eternity. As the ages of the ages of the ages topple upon one another, we shall beneficiaries of the exceeding richness of the grace of God. So I want to read to you briefly from Matthew 28. I have a bit of a cough, so excuse me. Matthew 28. I'm going to start at verse 1. Quote, at the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. Fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not. For I know that you see Jesus, which was crucified. Or literally, Jesus the crucified. Again, we have the crucified is in the passive participle in the Greek. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, for I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail, came and held him by his feet and worshipped him. Beautiful scene. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers. Well, why did they do that? Well, verse 13 tells us, Matthew 28:13, saying, say you, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, it will persuade him and secure you. Just listen and take in the lies and the virulence. Now, I want to go back to Matthew 27. I'm going to read to you verse 63. Well, I'll read verse 62 as well. Quote, now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Now, I want to show you that in the Greek text, the words that deceiver is this way, ho planos, ho. So you have, there is the masculine article ho, and then the word planos, which means to lead astray, from which we get our word planet. So here, the Pharisees and the chief priests refer to Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, as Ho-Plano. And look at their conspiracy, and look what they say in Matthew 28. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money. So now there's the contract. And they did as they were taught. They were bribed. They were bribed to suppress the truth. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Let me say at this point that the doubt of some does not stop the work of God. So don't let the doubters hinder you. If God has moved in your heart to do a work for him, do what God has moved you to do. Don't listen to the doubters. God gave that word to you. God spoke to you. God wants you to do something wonderful for him. And when you follow his will and you don't listen to the doubters, you're going to find a wonderful blessing for yourself. Verse 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, I want to read that again. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Paul wrote that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. He is Lord of all. And so he, that is Jesus, received all power in heaven and earth into his hands because he had followed the Father's will. He had obeyed the will of the Father. Now, if you remember, in the temptation, the enemy sought to get Jesus to set aside or to abrogate the will of the Father. Now, in Luke 4, 5, we read these words, Luke 4, 5, and 6. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Now, this is very important to understand, because the devil wanted to destroy the cross. He did not want Jesus to complete the work of the Father. He wanted Jesus, that is, he offered Jesus this power. Right now, if Jesus would obey him. So the language is very interesting. And if you read Matthew, that is Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, has a great deal of information about the methodia, as Paul talks about, the methods, the strategic methods that the devil uses in order to tempt and to destroy the saints. And so let me give you one more. This word devil in the Greek is diabolos, diabolos. So we have the word dia, which means through, and you have the word bolos, which means to throw. And so the devil is one, that is, he is one who divides. And he sought to do that here with Jesus. And so the enemy is very cunning. He's very resourceful. And you and I must be filled with the Spirit. Now notice, in Luke 4:1, we read, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. This being filled with the Spirit, it means literally to be thoroughly permeated with permeated with the Spirit of God. So Jesus was well prepared for what the enemy, the temptations that the enemy was about to bring into his life. You and I would do well to study carefully the tactics, the methodias, as Paul talks about when he, in Ephesians, when Paul talks about the armor of God for believers. The armor of God is not something that we put on one piece at a time. The armor of God, according to Paul, is not something that we can once put on, take off. The idea in the Greek text that once for all we put on the armor of God, because it cannot be taken off. And the heart must be clean. The heart must be filled with the Spirit. One cannot put the armor of God over a heart that is dirty and defiled. The heart must be cleansed with the blood of Christ. The will must be sanctified. The emotions, holy. What is it that the Master wants me to do? Understand that all power in heaven and earth belongs to Jesus, including power over the devil. Please read Revelation chapter 5. In Revelation chapter 5, Jesus receives the sacred scroll, and that scroll is the title deed to the earth. Jesus is the only one who could execute all the judgments that are going to come upon unsaved mankind, and including the devil. He is the only one. All power in heaven and earth has been given unto Jesus. Good evening, and God bless you.